With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In tennis, Ons Jabeur has defeated Aryna Sabalenka in three sets to reach the Wimbledon final for the second consecutive year. This will be the third title match for Jabeur in the past five Grand Slam tournaments, having gone 0-2 so far. Her opponent for the championship will be Markéta Vondrousova. Vondrousova became the first unseeded women's finalist at Wimbledon since Billie Jean King in 1963. In golf, the PGA Tour deal with Saudi Arabia's wealth fund is dropping a clause in their agreement over poaching. That's after the Justice Department raised antitrust concerns. The agreement is for the PGA Tour, European Tour, and Public Investment Fund to become partners. Meanwhile, Rory McIlroy's laughing off a Saudi-backed idea that he and Tiger Woods own LIV golf teams. This is SRN Sports. College basketball, March Madness expansion is on hold for now.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament is staying at 68 teams for the time being. The Division I committee discussed possible expansion at its meetings this week, but said no moves were imminent to increase the field. NCAA Senior VP of Basketball Dan Gavitt says whether the tournament expands or not remains to be seen. The NCAA Division I Board of Directors recently approved recommendations by the Transformation Committee that included allowing one quarter of teams to participate in March Madness. That could mean expanding the fields in men's and women's basketball up to 90 teams. I'm Dave Ferry.
Major League Baseball's regular season resumes tonight with a full slate of games. Among the more intriguing weekend series will be an interleague matchup between the Miami Marlins and Baltimore Orioles, two teams that are very much in the chase for their respective division titles. This is SRN Sports.